In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We begin, as we do every year, our beloved season of Holy Week with this feast and commemoration of the raising of Lazarus from the dead. And it is, of course, a preview for us of what is to come and what we will be celebrating, God willing, if He gives us the days, we'll be celebrating next weekend with Christ's own resurrection. But notice the difference in this raising of Lazarus, because unlike when God raises Jesus from the dead to never die no more, Lazarus once again returns to the tomb. So this weekend is simply a preview of what is to come, not only in what we celebrate next weekend with the great feast of Feast Pascha, but what is to come at the end for us. Because we will all hear as Lazarus heard, our name come forth, and we will come forth to the judgment seat of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's why we say in the prayers that today, by raising Lazarus from the dead, Christ has confirmed the universal resurrection. He will be the one who calls us forth unto the judgment and to the resurrection, either as we hear in John's Gospel elsewhere, the resurrection unto life or the resurrection unto condemnation. And notice at the end of today's Gospel, especially in light of what's coming this week, pay attention to what was said at the end of today's Gospel, that many of the Jews who were there and saw what Jesus had done believed in Him. But as you know, and as you'll see this week and be reminded of it, that wasn't the end. They said they believed in Him, but where were they when He was on the cross? That's the question. They believed in Him when they saw Him raise Lazarus, but did they believe in Him when He was, as we say in our iconography, the King of Glory on the cross, when He humiliated Himself, was humbled in front of everyone? The call for us is to believe in Him, not only in His raising Lazarus, but to believe in Him as the crucified Messiah, the one who poured out Himself, who was humiliated publicly for our salvation, and to go with Him, to take up our cross, to deny ourselves and follow Him. Now, brothers and sisters, what we also learn from this raising of Lazarus is how we are to be raised unto the resurrection of life. And the way that we do that is seen in the names of this story. You know, Jesus could have chosen anyone to raise from the dead during His ministry, but He chose on purpose Lazarus, whose name means God is my helper. And the church understands this. You heard in the reading that Subdeacon Thomas read for us in the epistle, God is my helper, of whom then shall I be afraid? It was this Lazarus, whose name literally means God is my helper, and the attitude that we must have towards God, recognizing that we enter His kingdom by His grace, by Him being our helper, not of our own righteousness. And it wasn't just any Lazarus, it was Lazarus of Bethany. Bethany means the house of the poor. And of course, it's from there, Bethany, that Jesus ultimately ascends to be seated at the right hand of His Father, as we'll celebrate in about 47 days from now on the Feast of the Ascension. And as we heard in the epistle reading, Paul teaches us also to be of the house of the poor, so to speak. What does that mean? It means, as we heard again, Subdeacon Thomas proclaim in the epistle reading, that we would entertain strangers, which means also can be translated as foreigners, people that we don't know, people who are different from us. And in doing so, we may entertain angels, unbeknownst to ourselves. That we would visit the sick and those who are in need and those who are bound, who are imprisoned, You see, brothers and sisters, what we learn in this raising very specifically of Lazarus of Bethany is an encapsulation of the gospel teaching. That we are to put our hopes of salvation in calling God our helper and not on our own selves and our own self-righteousness. And as we will learn continuously this week in the teaching of Jesus as we go throughout this last week of his life and his intense teaching over that last week of his apostles, that we are to make sure that we take care of and lift up the poor and the needy. And it is for this reason, brothers and sisters, that the church gives us today a preview of what is to come. Again, not only of Christ's resurrection, but a preview of our own resurrection, where Christ will call us forth as he called Lazarus, and we will be called to account whether we put our trust in him, whether we called him our helper, and whether we belong to the house of the poor. To our Lord belong all glory, honor, and worship unto the ages of ages. Amen.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace, wisdom, that guarded always by thy might, we may ascribe glory unto thee, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Higher the pleasures of the flesh is worthy to approach to God, and higher to serve thee, O King of glory, but to serve thee is a great and fearful thing, even at the heavenly power. Nevertheless, good and speakable and knowledge.